Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas. Oh, that was one of my favorite Christmas songs when I was a kid. Anyway, hopefully those of you who celebrate Christmas had a great Christmas. It's going to be New Year's tomorrow. I can't believe it. We're already here, 2024. Ay, ay, ay. Well, and anyway, we don't talk about anything on this show. No politics, none of that crap. Nothing negative. Except for the teams that we hate. We can be as negative as we want. Like the Baltimore Ravens, it is okay to hate. It is okay to be negative. Philadelphia Eagles, fine. You can hate as much as you want. I am not going to have a problem. In any event, we do got a lot to talk about, a lot to talk about from last week. We got a game we got to talk about tonight. We got to pick that game. That is a beautiful game. It's delicious. I can't wait for tonight. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to listen to this show, and then you're going to watch the game. You can't ask for a better Saturday night. So let's bring Seth on board. Seth, my good friend, welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
Well, tonight's game, Detroit in Dallas. I mean, please. That is a beautiful game. And it's multiplied.
Actually, it's a collision of two worlds.
Right.
The Lidowns have only lost four games total, but only two of them were on the road. The Cowboys are undefeated at home this year.
I know.
And in the last 3 years, it's a very impressive home record.
Well, Brother X went Dallas. I'm still undecided. Now, I know who I want to win. I want to see Detroit go into Dallas and beat the crap out of them. But if I'm in Vegas, I got a gun to my head and I got to bet the farm, I don't know. I mean, you got the numbers on that game real quick?
This would be a really fun game to watch. And both teams have good enough defenses that can show up. But both teams have explosive offenses. And then on top of it, if we talk about an over-under, somebody brought up to me earlier, I think this is the highest over-under this year in this game.
Well, right now I've got the Cowboys favored by 4.5. 52.5 is what CBS has for the over-under. 52.5. Wow.
Yes.
What?
So the 11-4 Detroit Lions are playing against the 10-5 Dallas Cowboys. From the latest, as I had 3 hours ago on what I looked up, the Cowboys are getting favored by 5.5, and the over-under is 52.5, which, as far as I know, is the highest this year ever.
Yeah, this is CBS. Their guys, it's their guys. Your guys are different. They're all, but it's still 4.5, 5.5. It looked like it opened up at 5. One of them had it opened up at 6. So, and your bookie is going to have a different number as well. So, I mean, But the point is they do have the Cowboys favored and by at least 4. So that's more than a field goal. If you think about it, that's a 2-score that it could end up being a 2-score.
Well, the Cowboys this year have been averaging 40-plus points a game. Their defense has allowed about 15.5 a game. And their closest win was 6 points not too long ago against Seattle, which is a team very similar to Detroit in a lot of different styles. And Detroit actually lost against Seattle at home. And Dallas still beat them by 6.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games where, I mean, you could make a legitimate argument that either one of these teams could win. And again, it boils down to who wants it. Who's got the most pride? Detroit already has locked in as the division. Dallas is already locked in a couple weeks ago, automatically in the playoffs right now. they're poised to be on top. Well, either way, but this is a pride game. One, Detroit doesn't want to go in, you know, losing again. They don't want to limp into the playoffs. And Dallas, they want to keep that perfect record at home. And Detroit would love to take it away from them. I mean, this is a great game tonight. If both teams feel the same way that we are describing, that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. And the crazy thing is for Detroit is they can still technically play for the number one seed. See, that's the bizarre thing.
Right, no, yes, they're tied, yeah, yes, absolutely.
And if they happen to get the number one overall seed, first of all, the playoff structure now, which I like it, there's an extra team, which is cool, but that first seed, you don't play that first week. It's a big deal in the NFL, well, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was talking to my little brother, my other brother, X, this morning on that, and I said, wouldn't that be a hoot? Because they're tied with San Francisco and Philly. They're both 11-4. And I said, wouldn't that be a hoot if Detroit somehow got a home field advantage? I said, you know, they need to win just one playoff game. But, I mean, that Detroit, first of all, is even in contention with 2 weeks left in the season to be
right, you know,
the number one. I mean, that right there, hey, this is going to be, if they don't go all the way this year, which I don't think so.
I mean, the other teams that we're talking about that have this possibility, Dallas's, Philly's, San Francisco, this is all common knowledge. Like, this is not like, oh, wow, this is just happening. Yeah, for Detroit, they're having a magical year.
Yep.
And you don't know how it's going to end up. And I think it's going to end up as them as the number two team in the NFC, however that works out.
Well, here's how it is.
That is still a great accomplishment, but yes, you're going to get a home playoff game, and you've got to win that playoff game. That's what you got to do this year
with
this organization.
Right, they just have to win that one game. Now, if they went into the playoffs today, San Francisco right now has, even though they're tied with Philly and Detroit, but San Francisco has the number one, they get the bye. The Rams would play Philadelphia. Detroit would play Seattle. And I don't want to play Detroit because I want them both to, you know, at least get one win. But, you know.
Well, hey, right now, I don't want to say it, Skeet, but Seattle might not be in the playoffs after this week.
Well, actually, it's going to come down to the last game of the season, because the Rams are going to be playing San Francisco. So we're still going to be tied with them. But Seattle, you've got to win. Seattle has to beat Pittsburgh this week. They can't be screwing around. They could do it. I mean, look, Pittsburgh is all injured up. They're on their third string quarterback. I mean, come on. I mean,
sure.
I like Rudolph and all, but the whole point is when you're on your third string quarterback, your team is all injured.
Oh, no, but let me ask you a question. As a Seattle fan, where are you on Geno if they don't make the playoffs this year?
God, where I've always been. Get him, send him home. Send him somewhere else. I don't send him to Denver.
The French Foreign Legion.
God almighty.
They're still military.
Send him to Canada. You know? I'm joining that
doing
Canadian league.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this Detroit-Dallas game tonight, I mean, I really want to pick Detroit because, you know, I really think Detroit can do it, but, you know, this is going to be one of those games where who's got the most pride? Who, you know, and if you've got a 52.5 over under, yeah, it looks like everybody is expecting, you know, pretty much a shootout. So we're looking at least 27, about 26 apiece, or 27 apiece. That's, you know, each team's got 28, it would come out to be. You know, wow. Well, we'll find out tonight, you know.
Well, in that pick, I do have Dallas, only because they've never been beaten at home. How can I go against that? How can I go against that?
Well, that's what Brother X did. He went, we'll put Viper down for Dallas tentatively, and if he calls in on time, well, the game's going to get, won't even start until a few minutes after the show's over, so it didn't start until 8:20 tonight, 8:15. So, but I'm really leaning Detroit to break that, you know, the Dallas's record, you know, humble them out a little bit.
This Detroit team can really do it, but I really think that they're going to have to do it using the running backs. And they have two running backs right now. They have 500-plus yards, X amount of TDs. They could create certain NFL records, and that will control the clock. Yeah, you do not want to give Dallas clock when they're averaging 40-plus points a game at home. You just don't. And the thing that Seattle came the closest to beating them at home was Kenneth Walker III. That's only one running back. Detroit has two. So I think that's how they're going to have to approach it if they're going to beat Dallas at home. But it's still going to be high scoring. I mean, there's no way you can stop that Dallas offense at home and say they're not going to score in 1 minute and 7 seconds.
Well, you know, Detroit, this game could also fool you too, especially Dallas fans. Dallas could be ahead, you know, up until the, you know, fourth quarter, and Detroit does know how to come back from behind. Now, if there's like 11 minutes left, 10 minutes left, and they're down by two touchdowns, yeah, I think we're going to see a game.
One of the things with the Detroit Lions, I know they're 11-4, but they are horrible at scoring in the third quarter. Does not matter home, away. So if Dallas can just outscore them, I can see that. They can get that extra touchdown and a field goal. That's 10 points. Detroit can't catch them now.
Well, right, and look, every point is going to be extremely precious. Every point is going – a missed field goal, that right there could cost you the game. Turnovers, you don't turn the ball over in this game. No, that's naughty. You will get – yeah, you will – it will haunt you. You don't turn the ball. You don't make one mistake in this game. Nothing. You got to play a perfect game.
It's really going to be a fun game to watch if you're not even a part of either team, because this has so many implications on both sides. We'll see how it ends up.
Well, what it is, it's a who's who game. Because they're both, like I said, you know, they're both in the playoffs. Detroit's got the division locked. Dallas has been locked. But it's a who's who game. And when you're going into the playoffs, you don't want to be one of those that, oh, you just limped in here. Well, you know, we didn't limp in. We jumped in. You know what I'm saying? We flew in. We're on fire. And we'll find out who's got it. Cincinnati, I'm really going to love this game tomorrow, Cincinnati and Kansas City. Oh, I mean, I really want Cincinnati to win, and they're still in it. They can't lose. So if they lose this game, then they're mathematically, they're done. They're wiped. They're gone. But they should have played better last week than they didn't. Kansas City, you know, and I would love to see it. Two games back-to-back at home losses? Oh, yes. Oh, that would be beautiful to see. Oh, yeah, they're a bunch of babies, them Chiefs. They're babies. They're crybabies. They're brats. They need to be spanked. You know what I'm saying? Take them out in the shed. Grab your belt. Then put them to work. But
The Cincinnati Bengals are 8-7 against 9-6 Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs are giving away 6.5 points. The over/under is 44, and the intensity for the AFC playoff chance is getting very, very intense.
I wasn't calling for that game. It's way down there, but I mean, that's fine. I mean, I just was talking about, I really want to see Cincinnati do it. And I think it would be great if Kansas City, you know, back-to-back home losses, that would, you know, and I still don't think Kansas City is, look, here's, Kansas City has made a living off of playing backyard football, spontaneous, and that kind of stuff. And that's great. It's beautiful, and it's fun to watch, and I love it. And, you know, but teams are figuring that out. And they're not getting away with the calls anymore like they used to. And, no, I don't want to hear them crying about, you know, I mean, they got into the Super Bowl with, I mean, come on. I don't want to hear it. So, but no, Cincinnati, though, they didn't even try. And, you know, they could have won that game. I can't remember, who the hell was it? Oh, man. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah. Rudolph showed that he, you know, I mean, I always liked Rudolph. He's been there with Pittsburgh for, what, a good 5 years now or something. But I've seen him. I like him, but still, I mean, he's always been a backup in Seattle. You can't be screwing around this week. No, none of these teams. You can't be, no shenanigans. You got to be.
And how many people would say that Cincinnati wasn't going to go to the playoffs without Joe Burrow? They go to the playoffs without Joe Burrow? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Well, but you know,
against Kansas City at home, and they know they've lost a lot of games recently here and there. They got to take care of business.
Well,
Kansas City running this game, Kansas City is probably not going to go to the playoffs, period.
Well, they probably will. I mean, the Raiders have got to win out, and Kansas City has to lose out. I don't know, but Cincinnati, I mean, Browning, right now, if Browning wants to do something in this league, this is the time to do it. So maybe you could get, you know, apply for a job, maybe become a free agent or get a trade or whatever. But this is your time to shine. Burrow goes down and you take your team to the playoffs. Playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
You had to play that. Oh, God, I love that cut. But
it's one of the best of all time.
No, but I mean, if they want to go, you know, any of these teams, because there's so many that are tied. There's what, NFC, I guess, you know, like, what, four or five of them all tied, 8-7. And
oh, no, if Dizzy in this game is playing in Cincinnati with the same records, I give a slight advantage to Cincinnati for this weirdness. But knowing what's at stake for Kansas City, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you got a gun to your head and you have to bet the entire farm. Yeah, you're going to have to pick the Chiefs. But we did the same thing last week with the Raiders. And I called it. I knew it. I just had a weird, you know, and something tells me the same thing. I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to go Cincinnati. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go rogue. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to, you know, I mean, hey, look, they have a chance to do it. Kansas City might, you know, because of that embarrassing loss, they could come back at home. See, they're at home, and it's not easy to beat them at home. You know, and if you're not going to do it twice. And if you do, then you know Kansas City has, they've got internal problems. Well, they're brats. That's their problem. So I really think that that could be catching up to them. Taylor Swift has probably got some kind of weird, wacky, voodoo, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, and if Cincinnati really wants this game, they want to go to the playoffs. Well, yeah, you know, Browning, you gotta do it. But wouldn't that be great if Cincinnati knocked them down and the Raiders won? And because the Raiders could theoretically take the division. If Kansas City loses out and the Raiders win out, then yeah.
Oh, no, and everybody's thinking Kansas City is just going to win this game. Everybody does. Let's see.
Well, if Kansas City, well, the Raiders play in Indianapolis. So if the Raiders win, this is a 1 o'clock game. If the Raiders win, that's going to put a lot more pressure on Kansas City, who plays the next game at 4:25. And, you know, when they're, you know, you get pressing and you're all bratted up. Yeah, it could be a recipe for a long afternoon. Well, Cincinnati's got to do it. I mean, you know, Browning right now, you're playing with house money, man. Let it rip. Do it. You know what I'm saying? You got nothing to lose. Burrow's coming back next year. You've got nothing to lose. This is your only shot, kid. You want to make it, you know. I want to see him do it.
He could.
And, oh, we got to talk about real quick before we get into the picks, which we're already 1 minute two. The benching of Russell Wilson. Now, I did some reading and finally, you know, they weren't telling too much, but they wanted to restructure his contract after week 8. And he told them no, and they told him, well, if you don't, we're going to bench you. And what the part of the contract they want to adjust is, now it's a weird contract. See, they already owe him $37 million for next year guaranteed. So they're going to have to pay him $37 million more regardless of whatever happens. They're trying to avoid paying an additional $37 million if he is injured on the 5th day of the new NFL season, or NFL year, they call it, which is in March. So they don't, now they say, well, we're going to have to bench you because if you get hurt and you're still hurt, we don't want to have to pay you that extra $37 million upon, above and beyond the other $37 million that we already owe you. So it would be $74 million that they would have to pay him because in all out likelihood, they're going to cut him. So, and, you know, where does he go? Not too many, there's not too many holes he can fill right now that of teams that, you know, want him, need him. I mean, maybe Washington, but if Belichick goes over there, do you think Belichick and Wilson would get along? No. I mean, Peyton, those two, you can tell. Peyton and Wilson, this was all Peyton saying, this guy, no, don't like him. He's got to go. So, well, Stidham, you know Stidham, he did good last year with the Raiders, and I've been saying all year that Denver should be starting Stidham, but he's going to get to start tomorrow, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they didn't beat the Chargers, and by a lot. Chargers suck. Very disappointing this year. Well, looks like we're going to have to, but no, what are your thoughts, though, on the Wilson benching, Seth?
Who's benching?
Well, we've been talking about Russell Wilson.
Oh, no, with Denver, you have to do it. You have to say, we can't eventually pay this money, and he's not worth it. And he was never worth it. So that Denver levied that much money towards him with that contract, they're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it dearly.
Well, they realized that very early last year. Well, look, when they made the trade, I was saying, oh, man, Seattle just made out like a bandit. Because Russell Wilson lost his play in Seattle a few years before that. He got all involved in all this extracurricular crap outside of football and screwed with his head. And he lost his play in his mind. And how Denver didn't pick up on that, and me and Brother X, we laughed. And I don't know if it's true or not. I have no idea. But it happened right around when Elway left. And me and Brother X are saying, oh, yeah, that was Elway knowing he's going to leave. So he just gave him one last screwing before he left and walked out the door. And, I mean, I don't know if there's any truth in that or not. But, I mean, you should have known the guy lost his play, and you're going to give a ridiculous contract. You don't do that.
And the thing that the Chargers are playing against the Broncos is that really, if you think about Justin Herbert, we were saying just a couple of weeks ago, at best, he was a 500 quarterback. Now he's less than that.
And they're paying him $50 million a year.
Right.
Herbert, I love Herbert. He's not worth $50 million.
And to me, I think still Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. So is it the San Diego organization that completely sucks?
Well, I think there is a combination of that. And Herbert is good, but, I mean, he hasn't been able to do very much. Of course, there's probably not a lot to do it with. But still, the problem is you can't get anybody because you're paying Herbert $50 million a year. And you can't buy anything else. And they're proving that. Look at all these $50 million a year quarterbacks. I mean,
right.
All injured, Burrow.
No,
but
if you look at the San Diego organization, they always had high-paying quarterbacks, Dan Fouts, Philip Rivers, Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
And hey, sometimes they'll get you to the playoffs. Very few times they ever get you to the Super Bowl, ever.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if you do get to the Super Bowl, you lose it. Look at Dan Marino. So there you go.
Right.
And look at Kelly. 4 years in a row, you go to the Super Bowl. Wow. Well, anyway, we do got to get going. 7 minutes past. Hopefully Viper calls in.
I'd like to do at least that game. So the 5-10 Los Angeles Chargers.
No, we're way down. No, we're going to start at the top. No, I was just talking about games. We're just talking about games. But anyway, the first one is we already covered the Detroit-Dallas. I'm going to go Detroit. Like I was saying, hopefully Viper calls in. I do have another thing on here. It says we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. That's 3 weeks in a row. Please fix it, Blog Talk Radio. It is annoying. But in any event, Arizona in Philadelphia. Now, this should be a no-brainer. I cannot imagine Philly going another loss and to lose to Arizona. I know, Philly, yeah, you know, whatever. But no, I can't foresee that. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
The 3-12 Arizona Cardinals are playing against the 11-4 Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles giving away 12 points, and the over-under is 48. I got Philly all day.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was going to be double digits or not. And, yeah. I mean, come on. Unless maybe Philly has really got problems, man. Maybe they got what the Chiefs have, you know, that internal whatever. But I don't think so. They're not going to lose to Arizona.
Well, 3-12 against 11-4 at home. I'm just going to go with that.
And the Cardinals are just they're not a very good team. They're just not. And Kyler Murray, they're stuck with him. He's another dud. He didn't light any fires. I'm tired of hearing about, oh, God, every time Kyler Murray, he throws a pass and a completion, and they're acting like, oh, my God. It's like he did his job. He completed a pass. You know? Give the job to the receiver for catching the ball because it wasn't thrown anywhere near him. Yeah, and I'm going to put Philly down for Viper. All right, next one, Atlanta in Chicago now, you know, on the surface looks like, yeah, but this game means something to these two teams. Atlanta, if they want to get in the playoffs, they still have to win. Their chances are slim, but you still have a chance. Well, Chicago is the same way. I found out today, Chicago's still in it. I'm losing my voice. Been losing it all week, off and on. And now I'm really losing it. But Chicago is 0.7% chance. They got less than 1% of a chance of getting into the playoffs. But that is still a chance. And imagine that. Imagine if Chicago got in. But I don't think it's going to happen. But they're playing pretty good right now, and you know that both teams want to win, and they have to win if they want to stay. And it's either win or out.
So, Ski, when you talk about games and people talk about how they're going to play against people, if I'm playing at the end of the season and I know my team probably can't make the playoffs, but I know if your team wins, you have a chance. I'm playing extra hard to make sure you don't play for the playoffs.
Well,
so,
look, if Atlanta wins, then they only got the last game of the season, and they got to win that. And look, they're in. So, and Chicago just has to win, period. But the thing about Chicago, they need, a lot of people have to lose for, even it doesn't matter if Chicago wins out. They have to.
And so at this point for a Chicago team, if you beat Atlanta, you at least know you took them out of the playoffs. That's all you had for that last win, right?
Well,
that's what you're doing.
Well, I want to welcome aboard Dale K. Oh, he just left the conversation. Oops. Well, anyway, he was aboard for a little while. Hopefully he calls back. So... but the way Chicago's been playing, I mean, this could be, but Atlanta, now, why did they bench Ritter? Because he had one bad game? I mean, and they also benched DeVito, too. They benched him in the half.
I think he had a concussion, though.
Ritter?
No,
And they benched DeVito, and I don't think DeVito was hurt.
Yeah, I really do think he has a concussion, dude.
Which one now, DeVito or?
Yeah.
Ritter?
Yeah, Cutlets.
No, did you say DeVito? Which one had the concussion?
Yeah, the New York Giants quarterback. Yeah, I really do think he is. You went to the concussion protocol.
Well, I checked the thing. It didn't look like he was on the – it didn't say he was. So let me see again. No. Let's see if they got – I think you're going to go with Tyrod Taylor again. But I don't know. Who knows? Well, and they benched Howell in Washington. So all the young backup quarterbacks, yeah, they all getting benched. Dobbs got benched. He's number 3 in Minnesota. Minnesota still has a chance. So. Well, brother, wish you.
That's what's so crazy about all this in this last 2 weeks. Everybody does.
Well, Brother X won Chicago. I want to see Atlanta win. I can see Atlanta winning, but they're playing in Chicago, and the way Chicago's been playing, I mean, what was the numbers on that again, Seth? Who was favored?
The 7-8 Atlanta Falcons are playing against the 6-9 Chicago Bears at home. The Bears are favored by 2.5, and the over-under is 38.
Okay, Bears favor. Okay, well, yeah, I guess I got to go Chicago. I mean, what do you got on this?
I've got Chicago, but I can see if Atlanta wins, they think they have a chance at the playoffs. That's legit.
Well, no, they do. I mean, if Atlanta wins, they got they need a couple other teams to lose, but they need Tampa to lose, and then they'll be tied. And then if they win next week and Tampa loses, then Atlanta takes the division. I mean, it's a long shot. But if they win, they're still in. If they lose, there ain't no chance. They're done. They're out.
Right.
And Chicago the same way. So... You know, again,
Chicago's not going to make the playoffs. And even if they win out, it's fine. It's a good story.
Yeah.
But
that's all.
They're going to know they took out Atlanta. And on top of it, Justin Fields is going to continue to tell people he is the best quarterback option for Chicago. He really is. Not get rid of Justin Fields, everyone.
I'm not a Fields guy. I don't know. But they like him, so whatever. But look, they've been playing good. I got to give them, you know, a little bit of credit. They've been, you know, improving. They're still not a good team. Even if they went out, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go to the playoffs. They need a bunch of other teams to lose, and that ain't going to happen. But
right
now they're playing a little bit better than Atlanta. And, yeah, let me see this again. I want to see Atlanta. On Ritter. Because... who is, and this is a weird time to be, you know, benching your starter. Let's see. Heinicke? Let's see. Yeah, Heinicke, ready to take on the Bears. So Heinicke gets the start. And Desmond Ritter has been good. Well, I mean, the way Chicago's been playing, and you're in Chicago, yeah, I think Viper would have the Bears as well. Give them that. Now, the next game, Carolina in Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville is close to losing that division. They're tied with Indy and Houston as far as record goes. So Jacksonville needs this win. Well, Carolina doesn't really care. They're out. They've been out since the beginning of the season. I don't know if they got enough to be a spoiler, but I think Lawrence is out. Is that – Lawrence is still out, isn't he, Seth?
That part, I don't know. He's been injured for the last week or two anyway. Like, he's been pretty bad.
Yeah, and see, they're tied with Indy and Houston for division, and of course Tennessee is at the bottom of the heap. They've been eliminated, but so that South right now is open: Jacksonville, Indy, and Houston, and they're tied, all tied at 8-7. So they cannot afford to lose this game. And they certainly cannot afford to lose it to Carolina, who is a mess. Well, Jay Ramsey, ABC, welcome aboard the program. Heineke. Yep. All right. Wait for my machine to warm up here. Here it is. My machine's working awful slow today. Yeah, they're starting Beth. So Jacksonville.
I am literally going with Jacksonville and not even thinking about it.
Right.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Right. My point is, even with the 14th string quarterback, they're still going to go out there and beat Carolina. You cannot.
Yeah.
You cannot.
At home. I know that if you don't win this game, you probably are not going to make the playoffs in the AFC. Period. You lose this game, you're not going to make the playoffs. Not this game, you know?
Well, now we've got the Rams at New York Giants. Now, I know the Giants, you've been huffing and puffing, but so are the Rams, and the Rams are tied with the Seahawks. The Rams cannot afford to lose this game because they know they're going to lose San Francisco on week 18. So they cannot afford to lose, and they cannot afford to lose to the Giants, but they are playing at home. Now they benched, the Giants benched DeVito. So they're going to go with, what the hell's his name now? He played last week. I can't remember. Anyway, we'll get to him. But, yeah, I'm going to have – what are the numbers on this, Seth? Rams or Giants?
The 8-7 Los Angeles Rams are playing against the 5-10 New York Giants, the G-Men, and the G-Men are getting 6 points at home, and the over-under is 43.5.
Yeah, this really doesn't require a lot of heavy discussion. The Giants are just not a very good team.
Well, 5-10 kind of proves that.
They're just not a good football team. And look, maybe DeVito, getting benched and humbled him out. He can learn a little bit. Maybe he can grow. Maybe he can take Jones's place next year. Because Danny Dimebag, sorry, but Danny Dimebag just is not the answer. He's not going to get her done. Ain't going to happen. So, yeah, I got to go Rams. Who do you got on this, Seth?
I got Rams as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to put Viper down to Rams, and I put Viper down for Jacksonville as well. Brother X-Men Rams. Now, this next game here, this game has a lot of implications. This is the Raiders in Indianapolis. Now, the Raiders, you got a very slim chance, but, hey, you got a little bit of hope. And sometimes in sports, that's all you need is a little bit of hope. Just a little bit. Don't take much. You got a little bit. Now you got something to work for. When you come to the stadium on Sunday, you got something to do. You got something to work for. But when you're losing, you got nothing to work for. Well, Indianapolis has a lot to work for. Again, they're tied with Houston and Jacksonville for their division. So they can't lose, and Raiders don't want to lose. So this is another good, really good football game. Atlanta and Chicago, that's going to be a great game. This one's going to be a good one. What are the numbers on this, Seth? Vegas and Colts.
The 7-8 Las Vegas Raiders are playing against the 8-7 Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are giving away 4 points to the Raiders, and the over-under is 42.5.
Yeah, me and Brother X, we talked a lot about this, and I really want to see Vegas win, but if I pick them, I know they're going to lose. And if I pick Indy, I know they're going to win. I am screwed on this pick no matter what I do. But Indianapolis, though, I mean, Indianapolis should. Again, gun to my head, had to bet the farm. I'd have to put it down on Indianapolis. I mean, they're just a little bit better, and, you know, Minshew, if he's on his game, you know, it could be a long afternoon for the Raiders, so.
No, and most people would say that, and actually I think that's appropriate. I'm still going with the Raiders.
Yeah, I am too. It's a one pick. Is what it is. It is a one pick, and I got a few of those this week that are one picks, but I don't care. But I do think if Raiders could legitimately beat them. If the Raiders have that drive after what they did to the Chiefs, and if they can smell the playoffs, they will come out there and beat Indianapolis.
I think the only way the Raiders can actually win this game, to be in all honest sincerity, is Max Crosby going cray-cray against their quarterback. That's it. And this, we for sure win it. Because if Max Crosby does it, he can beat any team anyways.
They double team him, so it makes it very difficult, but he's still getting through. And I loved what he said, last week. His prediction was pain and violence. And I just like, yes, now that's a Raider. You know,
That's silver and black right there.
Well, you remember the famous John Madden quote. You know, he's in that interview and he says, yeah, people, they say that all the time. The Raiders are dirty. The Raiders are dirty. He goes, well, yeah, we are dirty. What are you going to do about it? And just like that, and I'm just like, that is not. You're like you said, silver and black. If that is not Raider, that is Raider. You know? I love it. But, you know, something tells me, though, if I pick the Raiders, I know they're going to lose. If I pick Indianapolis, I know they're going to win. I'm screwed. So what do you think Viper would pick? You think Viper would pick Indianapolis? He'd go smart money.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, and I tried Brother X. He hates Indianapolis, and of course he loves the Raiders. But he said, you know, I just can't do it. You know, Indianapolis is that better of a team? And they are. I mean, really, Indianapolis is your safe pick. But I don't do safe.
Game 7 is compared to 7 and 8, yes. Sure. Yeah. They're fighting for everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean.
Be weak.
Well, Indianapolis is at home. So, I mean, look, well, the Raiders did it in Kansas City. But that doesn't mean just because you beat a good team like that, that doesn't mean you're going to be winning games for the rest of it. That doesn't mean anything. But the Raiders have had a, you know, I mean, you won your first game, then you lost a couple, then you won another one. So you're not, you haven't really proven that your spark is really sparking.
So how many Super Bowls do the Raiders have? Can we ask that question? Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about this now.
Super Bowls, dude. We're going to be fine. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go the long shot. I'm going to go hammer down with the Raiders. Just that's a one pick. Just cuz I want them to take over Kansas City. That's my new hate team. Is Kansas City. So
no,
Miami,
it's okay, but literally it'd be hilarious if the Raiders overtake Kansas City for the AFC.
I know.
It would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be,
it would have to happen.
Well, I got a good Christmas present, and I said it on the show. I wanted New England to beat Denver. Well, that didn't. They did. But I couldn't pick New England. You had to pick Denver. And everybody picked Denver. But I wanted to see it, and I knew it. And I also wanted to see the Raiders beat Kansas City. Well, they did that. So I was 2 out of 3. I wanted the Giants to beat Philly, but that was, you know, that was asking Santa Claus a little too much. So he gave me a lump of coal on that one. And he gave me a big sack of coal when the Baltimore Ravens beat the 49ers. I was like, come on, man. So Santa gave me two. And he
Baltimore Ravens 49ers, it was at San Francisco. Everybody.
I know.
Everybody's saying that Baltimore team at home is undefeatable. No, this Baltimore team really might be a Super Bowl winning team. It really might
be.
Well,
they're really pissing me off.
No one wants to say it. No one wants to hear it.
I hate it. I don't want to hear it. They piss me off. Well, this game, this is Miami in Baltimore. Now, Miami has to show, hey, whoa, wait a minute. I know Baltimore, but, you know, we're a top dog too here. And Miami can't, you know, if they want to keep the division, they have to win. Because Buffalo is creeping up there. And Buffalo plays New England, which will be the next game we talk about. Buffalo plays New England in Buffalo. So, yeah, Miami has to win. Well, Baltimore is just... I mean, they're on fire. I hate that team. But anyway, what are the numbers on this game, Miami and Baltimore?
If people don't watch football and they want to watch a good, the 11-4 Miami Dolphins are playing against the 12-3 Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens at home are giving away 3 points. And the over-under is 46.5.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, the only way to beat Baltimore is you got to put a lot, and I mean a lot of pressure on Jackson, and you've got to put Hill to work. You gotta run him down the field, man. You gotta do nothing but 80-yard bombs with him, and you gotta score early and often.
No, and people talk about Dallas being at home, Baltimore at home. Oh my goodness!
Well,
they destroy teams that are amazing. They destroy teams. It's not even close.
Miami has
Baltimore on this all day long. I had Baltimore.
Yeah. Brother X went Miami because he hates Baltimore too. But you have to go Baltimore on this game. But I'm still waiting for somebody to beat them. And I'm hoping it's this week. But I would imagine Viper is going to go. He's going to go Baltimore. I'm a little bit tied on this. I mean, I really do think Baltimore is the stronger team, but it's that time of the year where these strong teams might lose one here and there. But it's going to hurt Miami more to lose than if Baltimore loses. You know what I'm saying? So if Baltimore loses, it's not going to hurt them near as much as Miami,
no.
Especially if Buffalo wins.
Baltimore is going to win that much more. They're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL, not the AFC, not the NFC.
Well, I thought it was San Francisco, but, you know, well, maybe that was just a fluky game, whatever. But I don't know. That's just a hard team to beat.
Because the best in the NFL, period.
That offense is, well, I hope San Francisco picks it up. That's the team I'm wanting. I wanted to see something here. Oh, wait a minute. Miami, I think, is already, although they clinched a playoff, but if Miami loses out and Buffalo wins out, then they're going to be tied. And so I don't think that's going to happen. But so, yeah, it's not going to really hurt Miami that much if they lose and Buffalo wins. They're still going to be ahead. And then they just win, you know, next week. So if you think about it, it may not matter too much to either one of these teams. And it's going to be one of those games where it ain't going to matter. So no one plays. Everybody's resting.
Oh, no, and that's why I really wanted to talk about college football, that these players don't have to play because they're going to have the possibility of getting hurt, and they don't even play for major college games. Like even tonight, Georgia against Florida State. What the F, you know? Yeah. But reality.
All right. I'm going to go Miami just to be – I'm going long shots. Hey, it's the end of the season. I got a million to catch up, so I might as well, you know, just go for it. The next game, New England in Buffalo. Now, I know New England, yeah, you had a good game last week. You beat Denver. Wow, super. You're not beating Buffalo unless Buffalo beats themselves. But Buffalo got hot at the right time, man. I think this team is smoking right now. This team is smoking hot. So what are the numbers on this? New England in Buffalo.
The 4-11. New England Patriots are playing against the 96 Buffalo Bills. The Bills are giving away 4 points, and the over-under is 38.
Yeah, I just saw something here. I forgot. I saw this this morning. Right now, if we go to the playoffs, Buffalo would play Kansas City. I would love to see that. And Buffalo knock out Kansas City. But if the Raiders can knock them out first, it would...
Right.
But now it's got... Now they changed it. They've got Seattle playing Philly and the Rams playing Detroit, which... This morning it was different.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
This morning they had them switch. Seattle was playing Detroit. Well, good. I don't mind playing Philly. We can beat them again. Teach them a lesson. So, all right. Yeah, I think Buffalo has this game, and I think Viper most definitely would go the beef. Are you beefing it, Seth?
Seth? Yes, 100%. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I just think Buffalo, I mean, look, they're having a bit of a resurgence. They figured some stuff out. But now this playoff season, first of all, the games leading up to the playoffs, this is like pre-playoffs, you know, like playoffs to get to the playoffs is what these next couple weeks are, and last week included. So it's going to be fun. All right, New Orleans in Tampa. This is a game that means a lot to both of these teams. Tampa right now is ahead of the division. Well, New Orleans is one game behind. They're at 8-7. And New Orleans, if they want to go to the playoffs, are not going to get a wild card. Probably not. I mean, they could, but they can't rely on it. They have to win the division. So they have to beat Tampa and hope that Tampa loses next week. But Tampa, as they're playing in Tampa, oh, I don't know. I'm going to look up some stuff. But while I'm doing that, Seth, what are the numbers on this? New Orleans or Tampa?
The 7-8 New Orleans Saints, the 8 are playing against the 8-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the over-under is 2.5 points. The Bucs have given that. And the over-under is 42.5.
Yeah, Tampa was favored by...
No, Tampa Bay was favored by 2.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to look up New Orleans here. Carr hurt?
I don't know, but
no,
I don't think
he's not. Nope, he's not. So, okay. So he's good to go, but I don't know.
Baker Mayfield.
I gotta go Tampa. Brother X went Tampa. They're playing in Tampa, and Mayfield. You know, hey, look. He wasn't supposed to do very much. Tampa wasn't supposed to do very much, and look where they are. So. same position they were last year with Brady, or year before, when they went to the playoffs at what 9-7 or whatever. Yeah, I'm going Tampa on this. Where are you on this? You riding the Mayfield train?
Yeah, exactly. Tampa, I'll be on.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, I think it's great. Mayfield, you know, he found a team. He's comfortable with them. There's no real pressure to really do anything. Now, next year, there's going to be a little more pressure because, you know, well, they're going to have to rely on some draft picks or some free agents, but that's going to be kind of tough. Well, who knows what they'll put together. Yeah, I'm going to give Viper Tampa as well, I think. That's where he's going to go. Now, the next game, this one should be pretty easy, too. San Francisco in Washington. Washington is playing, I don't know who their quarterback is now. But San Francisco, yeah, come on. You had that bad loss. You cannot be losing to Washington. You cannot do that. Not now. Yeah, I know you're limping in. You know, don't want to be limping.
11-4, San Francisco 49ers. Playing against the 4-11 Washington football team. The Washington football team is giving away 13.5 points. Over-under is 14.5. Yeah, so 13.5.
Wow, because I saw it at 12 yesterday. Now it's up to 13.5. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I think they're going to beat that. I think they'll beat it. And, they're going to have to. They're going to have to go, hey, you know, we got to make up for lost ground last week. So, all right, this next game, it doesn't mean much for Tennessee, but it does mean something for Houston. And Tennessee right now really doesn't have much, and what they do have is now injured, so they ain't got nothing. So Tennessee and Houston, what are the numbers on this?
The 5-10 Tennessee Titans are playing against the 8-7 Houston team, and Houston is -4, and the over/under is 44.
Yeah, Stroud, I do believe, is back.
Which is huge.
Yeah, and they're in Houston. They're playing the hapless Tennessee Titans, who are out. Tennessee, you want to be a spoiler? Yeah, I don't know if you got enough. Seth, what do you got on this?
Yeah, I've got Houston on this all day long.
Yeah, this is kind of a no-brainer. Now, this one, you know, shouldn't have any talk, but it does, because Seattle is Seattle. That win last week, Pittsburgh, yeah, that was a good win. I don't know if it's consistent. Because Pittsburgh has been very inconsistent. They're on their third-string quarterback, Rudolph. You're coming into Seattle. And they've come into Seattle a long time. It's a long – Pittsburgh loves coming into Seattle. I've seen Pittsburgh in Seattle in the Old Kingdom several times. It's always a good game, those two teams. It's a little bit of a rivalry. But Pittsburgh in Seattle. I'm going Seattle because I think Seattle should win it. But what do the experts say on this, Seth? Who's supposed to win this?
The 87 Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steel Curtain, are playing against the 87 Seattle Seahawks, the Seahawks. And Seattle's giving away 4 points, and the over-under is 41.
Yeah, I just think that game they won last week, I think that was a little fluky-ish. But Seattle, I mean, Seattle can lose it. They can do, but I don't think so. I think right now there's too much there. They're at home. I just don't think Pittsburgh has enough to overcome that. But if Pittsburgh did win, would I be surprised? No, not with Seattle. But no, I can't. I got to go Seattle. So what do you got on this, Seth? Seth?
What was the question?
Who do you have on this? Who do you have?
In that game, Pittsburgh, yeah, all day long.
Really?
Yeah, all day long. Trust me.
You think, but that Cincinnati when they beat Cincinnati, that to me just looked, I don't know, it looked like Cincinnati wasn't even trying in Pittsburgh for whatever reason with Rudolph. I don't know if that can last or not. But if it does, I mean, hey, I think Rudolph might have to replace Pickens. And I've been reading stuff on that Pickens may be, he may be fresh pickings for somebody else next year.
Well, we'll see after this game, right?
Well, no, he's not playing. He's out. Pickens is done. I think he's out for the season, isn't he?
Well, we'll see you with Seattle, right?
Yeah, we'll find out. So, all right, next game, Cincinnati. I love this game. Cincinnati in Kansas City. And, oh, man, would that be priceless. Kansas City loses back-to-back home games and loses to Cincinnati, who lost last week, which was ridiculous, to Pittsburgh. So if they could come back, I'm picking them only because it's a one pick, but I'm sure Kansas City is favored. What do the numbers say on this, Seth?
The 8-7 Cincinnati Bengals are playing against the 9-6 Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are giving 6.5 points to the Bengals. And the over-under is 44. So they think it's going to be low scoring.
Well, I mean, Kansas City should beat Cincinnati. But Kansas City, the way they're, I don't know, but it's probably not going to happen back-to-back losses. It's a long shot, and I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm picking Cincinnati anyway. I shouldn't. It's a stupid pick. But I just want them to win. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Kansas City's going to, what did you say, 4 points? Yeah, they beat that. I think they beat that. So,
no, it's six and a half. It's 6.5. It's a real discrepancy.
Okay, well, 6.5, they probably beat that. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, look, this Browning, he's shown that he can do it. The whole team last week was off, and sometimes that happens, which is a good sign because that means if you lose together, you play, you win together. So if they come to the stadium, they come into Arrowhead with, you know, not thinking, just going out and doing. And if they really want to get to the playoffs, this is it. Because if they lose, tomorrow, on New Year's Eve, that's it. The season is completely 100% over. So we'll find out if they want it or not. I want them. I want to see it happen. Wouldn't that be a magical story?
I'm pretty honest that they know they're going to win everything. They're going to go to the playoffs. But it's going to be the first time Kansas City has went to the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes that they didn't have a home playoff game. And let's see where they end up. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things could happen, but I mean, I just love the story of, you know, Browning coming in and, you know, taking over the backup role and bring him into the playoffs. Please. And to beat the mighty Kansas City Chiefs? Come on. That's something to put in your resume, man. So who are you picking on this, Seth?
Oh, Kansas City, all day long.
Yeah, I mean, that is a smart money. It's a stupid pick for me to pick Cincinnati, but I'm doing it anyway. And I'm bringing out my my Patrick Mahomes voodoo doll again. So I got that here. I lost his hat. So the last time I used it, I didn't have a hat and it didn't work. So maybe I'm going to have to get him a new hat or, I don't know, put in extra little, I got these little barbecue skewers. So I just stick them in his arm. And hey, it worked. It worked the first time I used it and they lost. So, all right, next game, Chargers. In Denver. Now, I like this game. Now, we talked about Wilson being benched, and they're bringing in Stidham. Now, I hope Stidham has a good game. I liked him with the Raiders last year when he backed up Carr. I thought he did a great job. And the Chargers are just flat-out awful. Even with Herbert, they're just not a good football team. So, Seth, what are the numbers on this, Chargers of Denver?
The 5-10 Los Angeles Chargers are playing against 7-8 Denver Broncos. The Broncos are giving away 3.5 points, and the over/under is 36.5, which is horrible.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Stidham comes out there, rejuvenates the offense. They got new stuff. Now, maybe Russell Wilson is a little bit of a Budinski, and now they got out of the way, and now they can feel a little more relaxed and a little more free and a little more fun. A lot of times that happens when the starting quarterback or the coach gets fired. You know, it does bring back that one-game spark. Sometimes it lasts a couple of games. Sometimes you only get the one game, but you get that one game, and I think it's going to be their game. And I'm going Denver hammer down against the Chargers. And what was the spread? 4, you said? Seth?
Well, no, you're saying Denver against the Chargers. That's not the game. So what game are you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Chargers in Denver. Yeah.
Oh. Then the Chargers 5-10 are playing against the 7-8 Denver Broncos. And it's -3 Denver. And over under 36.5.
Yeah, three. I think Denver definitely beats that three. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, Denver's going to be more than three. I think Denver's going to whoop them. I think Stidham is going to come out there, and he's going to have a great game. Three touchdowns. Stidham throws three touchdowns. Put it in the book. So I'm going Denver hammer down. What's your take on this game, Seth?
I'm going Denver because the Chargers have sucked for so long. They have. And the great quarterback that you're thinking about, that we're talking about, that guy, he has been barely floating at 500 for his win. Justin Herbert. Yeah. Nope. I'm going Denver.
Yeah. Well, I just think Stidham is going to come out. He's going to have a good game. And Russell Wilson's going to be sitting on the sidelines going, yeah, my career is over. Because where is he going? Not a lot of places that want him. Not a lot of places that need him.
Well, no. And on top of it, you want $35 million plus a year. Well, you want that. That's cool. Who's going to pay it and want you to be their head quarterback?
Well, no one. Well, first of all, you didn't earn that $37 million. You didn't show that you were worth that $37 million. And he's going to get cut. They're going to pay him $37 million for 2024. He's going to be cut. Now, if somebody picks him up, I think the contract, it's going to be I don't think they have to pay him the full 30. I don't know how that works, but, you know, what team really needs him? I mean, he's been in the league. This is 13th year. So, I mean, really, where does he go? I mean, a lot of these teams already have a new quarterback. I mean, does he go to Washington? No. Does he go back to Seattle? God, please, no. You know, I mean, where? New Orleans? No. Miami? No. Vegas? Well, there's a lot of talk of him going to the Raiders, but I think that would be stupid. Maybe the Giants, because he wanted to, remember a long time ago, he wanted to go to the Giants because his wife, I don't know, his ex-wife that he had before was a model or some kind of something. And
do we have to do the Green Bay Minnesota game for this all?
Yeah, we got, that's the last game. Green Bay in Minnesota, that is the Sunday night game. There is no Monday night game. So Green Bay in Minnesota, and this, again, this is another game that, you know, these two teams, they want to stay in the hunt. They've got to win. They want to stay in the hunt. They got to get the Fox. So what do the numbers say on this? Green Bay and Minnesota.
This is one of the most bizarre games because in the NFC, one of these teams might become a playoff team regardless. But the 7-8 Green Bay Packers are playing against the 7-8 Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are only giving away 1 point, and the over-under is 43.5.
Minnesota, they benched Dobbs, put him number three. I don't know what, he had one bad game, and it really wasn't that bad, and it was the whole team. So I don't know what's going on with that. And Green Bay's been, trying to huff and puff Minnesota. This was a tough game. Brother X finally decided Green Bay. Who do you have on this, Seth? This is not an easy pick here.
I only have Minnesota because they're at home. That's it.
Yeah.
Green Bay, I have them. That's how I'm doing it.
Yeah, but I could see Green Bay coming out and beating Minnesota, but I can also see Minnesota. Yeah, I think I might just go. See, I've been going back and forth on this. Brother X finally, he went back and forth. He finally ended up in Green Bay. I'll go Minnesota. Well, we had a few people in the chat room. I want to thank you for calling or tuning into the chat room. Viper, we miss him. We'll get his picks. Well, who do you think he would go? He would go Minnesota, wouldn't he?
Yes. Home field advantage.
Yeah. So we're going to cut off a little bit early. It's New Year's Eve tomorrow. So everybody have a very happy and safe New Year's Eve. I'm going to stay in and be watching football all day and all night. And I'm not doing anything wild or crazy. And that's it. Well, everybody enjoy the game tonight. Seth, this is a good game. Detroit and Dallas. This is going to be
fun.
Well, everybody picked Dallas except for me. I'm the only one that went Detroit. But, no, this is going to be a fun, fun, fun game. So, in any event, Seth, have a very, very happy and safe New Year's. And everybody in the chat room, all those that do listen and archive, we'll see you back here next week, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.